there are some statements in Bhagavatam which says that this very little association of sadhus. Tuliyamala venapi. So, we can't take it literally. Means, how do we understand? Sadhu sanga sarva shastra kai. Lava matra sadhu sanga sarva siddhi. There are many statements like that. So,
so what do you want to say?
How do we understand it? How do we can yes? Lava matra.
There's many statements in Bhagavatam and Shastra that say you associate with a Vaishnava devotee, you get perfection, you get everything. So how do we understand that? So associate with a devotee, you see what happens. There should be transformation of your heart and mind by association. Because you take on the qualities of your association. That's the law, it's called the law Sangaviti, the law of association. It's like a crystal. The crystal takes on the color of an object nearby it. So if the sadhu is yellow, you'll become yellow. If the sadhu is white, you'll become white. Like that. The sadhu is interested in Krishna, you'll become interested in Krishna. It's the law of association. It works everywhere in every field. You take on the qualities of your association. You hang around with drunks, you become a drunk. You hang around with devotees, you become a devotee. You see it practically. Most everyone says, I had bhakti books in my house. But so I started meeting the devotees, started associating with devotees, I didn't become interested. So associating with Vaishnavas is a turning point which turns one from Maya to Krishna, from dark to light. So Sarasanga, many people have books in their house, but they don't become devotees. But those same people go and meet devotees, and by their contact with devotees, they become devotees. This is how it works every time. Think about it.
Previously, let's say, if I don't have any contact, nothing at all, my life is completely materialistic, completely drenched, just like a drunkard person, just waking up, doing everything. But just once, if we hear, once if we get darshan, at least some curiosity, some shraddha originates. Something happens, I don't know. So can we understand it that way?
Yeah, it's called prabhav. It's the effect or the influence of a saintly person. They're powerful. Saintly people are carrying the power of Bhagavan. Power of God. So if the field is ripe, then there's something happens. Transformation of the heart. Vrigari was a hunter. And he met Narada Muni one day and changed his whole life. Hira Lakshmi, prostitute, and tried to break the vow of Haridas Thakur. Her name was Hira Lakshmi or something like that. Hira means diamonds. The diamond girl. She had a lot of money. She was a prostitute for the king. And the king was jealous of Haridas, because Haridas was very popular. So he wanted to break his popularity. So he sent his prime prostitute, Hira Lakshmi. She was into money and diamonds. Smart girl. But so she came And she got converted, became a Vaishnava. She gave away all her diamonds, all her gold, became a Vaishnava. She took sannyas. She wore white. That's where the idea of sannyasi came in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. From this prostitute was converted by Haridasa Thakur. She wore white and shaved her head. You ever become sannyasi? Keep something up there. Keep something normal. Everything else can be crazy, but at least look normal. You do everything else crazy, but look normal. Keep everybody guessing. She looks normal, but she acts crazy. Okay, any more questions? Bhavati, have any questions? Jai Jai Shivai!